For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. Your chances of catching the coronavirus in Missouri is now the highest it's ever been, says the state's public health director. And Governor Mike Parson says positive cases are rising in record numbers.
The first 8 months of COVID-19, all the cases combined, there was more cases in October than in those first 8 months. The first 15 days of November is more than the numbers of a full month of October.
Parson says yesterday his administration sent new guidance to local officials about what they should do to help slow the spread of the virus, including emphasizing the use of masks. Parson extended the state of emergency and says hospital capacity is becoming a problem. Two people died from COVID-19 yesterday in Boone County, according to the Columbia/Boone County Public Health and Human Services Department. The Columbia Missourian reports the two people were over the age of 80. There have been a total of 23 deaths from COVID-19 in Boone County. The county also recorded 212 new cases yesterday, bringing the total of active cases to 1,085. There have been 8,923 cases in the county to date. A West Central Missouri Sheriff's Department that was criticized for not having body cameras after a deputy fatally shot a woman is now equipped with the new technology. The Pettis County Sheriff's Office has received 23 body cameras and accessories for its deputies to use. The County Commission purchased the equipment after a deputy fatally shot 25-year-old Hannah Pfizer in June in Sedalia. There was no body or dash camera video available from the shooting, and it was revealed that the previous equipment used by the department hadn't worked for 3 years. Patrol officers began using the new camera last week. Last night's Columbia Board of Education work session focused on three things: grades, special education, and the school district's response to COVID-19. The Columbia Missourian reports the Assistant Superintendent for Secondary Education presented data on grades for middle and high school students. She said there have been more D's and F's, but district teachers have made an effort to help raise grades by giving credit for late work and tests. The board also discussed special education and the challenges with staff shortages. Superintendent Peter Stiepelman pointed out increasing COVID-19 numbers around the district and Missouri in his presentation. The UM System Board of Curators unanimously approved a new $232 million hospital facility for the Women's and Children's Hospital at its meeting last night. The Columbia Missourian reports the new facility is a part of a three-phase process to consolidate operations at the University Hospital campus. MU Chancellor and UM System President Moon Choi says there is no official plan on the future of the current Women's and Children's Hospital building. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.